This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the latest appears to be from Capitol Hill that Nancy Pelosi wants to vote this afternoon, but just on the infrastructure bill. Why? Because apparently they're counting on some 15 Republican members of the House who would vote yes on the infrastructure bill. They do want to see this additional spending and additional jobs, building bridges and other areas of real infrastructure, even though the bill itself has a lot of other stuff in it. And the problem is that the progressives are still saying no, they want the infrastructure bill coupled with the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. And the leadership won't do that because they don't have the votes to pass that one, and because there's a guy named Joe Manchin who's trying to drive his car through protesters, not running them down, and says no, he won't do it because America's not a left-wing country. So that's where we stand. There could be something passed before sunset tonight, but don't bet your life savings on it. And also, don't bet your life savings on an honest response from Democrats to what ended up being one of the biggest issues that was voted on by the American people in a whole number of states this week, which is critical race theory. Most Americans couldn't even define critical race theory, honestly. I don't think the people who are advocating it could define it. But Paul Kinger helps with a very entertaining and very informative column in American Spectator. Paul Kinger is the head of the Faith and Freedom, the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, where I'm going to be speaking, being very proud to be speaking at their upcoming national conference back again after some interruption for COVID. Paul, great to speak to you, and happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you, Michael. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, first of all, you know that critical race theory really does exist. You lay out in your column at the very beginning what is so contradictory about the way the Democrats are responding. They're saying, why are Republicans trying to stop critical race theory in schools? It isn't in schools. It doesn't exist. There's nothing happening here. What's the problem with that logic, aside from the fact that it's not true?
Yeah, and in fact, we're seeing that with these parent revolts, right, in places like Loudoun County and Northern Virginia. And I mean, these parents, Michael, I mean, a lot of them, you could tell a lot of them are immigrants. A lot of them were Democrats. They send their kids to public schools, right? They're not homeschooling their kids. They're not sending them to private religious schools. And, you know, these parents talk to their children. And when the kid comes home, and to quote one of these moms, the mother said at one of these school board meetings, I don't want my 8-year-old being taught that, quote, the police are bastards, unquote, right? So they're learning critical race theory. This is actually going on. And so what often happens is the objection will be among Democrats, oh, it isn't being taught in public schools, right? Republicans are lying about this. And then once it's pointed out that it is being taught, they're saying, okay, well, it is being taught, but it isn't a bad thing. Republicans are liars here, too. In fact, they're racist. By being against critical race theory, they're showing that they're racist. And then they'll go to this sort sort of Nicole Wallace position of saying, quote, critical race theory, which isn't real. I quote in the piece Daniel Greenfield, who points out, he said, well, if critical race theory isn't being taught, then what's the harm in banning it, right? You know, if it's a myth, what's the harm in banning a myth? It would be a little different than, you know, agreeing to a Republican ban on unicorns, right? But the fact is that it does exist, and as I lay out in my piece, this is really the heart of the piece, you'll also get this. Oh, well, critical race theory is just about teaching the problems in America's racist past. It has nothing to do with Marxism. No, that's not true. We could talk a lot about racism in America's past and so forth. We can do that. We've already done that. We can talk about Martin Luther King Jr., the Civil Rights Movement. You don't have to do it by teaching critical race theory, which is a Marxist-based and influenced theory.
Okay, and you make the case and you give the antecedents and you give the whole genealogy, really, of critical race theory. The problem that I think that Republicans should confront is that we should use a broader word, because I think that what Americans really resent is not a specific academic argument. What they resent is America bashing. What
right.
they resent is trying to teach our children to feel guilty about the country they live in and to feel like there's nothing good in the past. I make the point, and I would be interested to see somebody try to answer it, which is that if you go talk to a typical American junior high school kid or high school kid and say, can you name some things that are wrong about America, that are terrible in our past? They'd have answers. They'd have plenty of answers, starting with how we treated Indians, dealing with slavery and racism and despoiling the environment and homophobia, and you'd hear the whole panoply. Mm-hmm. But then if you ask those same students, what has America done in the past that's been great? What's really the great contribution of America? I think they'd be flummoxed. And
right.
that's what American parents despise, is the idea that there's no balance, no integrity at all in the propaganda that is being fed to our children.
Yeah, no, that's really well put. In fact, Ronald Reagan's farewell address, which was written by Peggy Noonan, he has this beautiful statement in there after talking about America as a shining city on a hill, and he says, I don't think I've ever quite explained what I meant by that, right? And he talks about this country windswept, God blessed, right? This beautiful language. And he gives this really moving profile of America. And then he calls on the young people of the country. He says, young people, if your parents aren't teaching you this around the dinner table, and then Reagan smiled and said, nail them on it, right? Nail them on it. You know, to talk about this, and people forget this about Ronald Reagan, the evil empire speech. Reagan, before condemning the Soviet Union as an evil empire, condemns the American sins of slavery, anti-Semitism, bigotry. He goes and he lays out this litany against the United States there. But he's a perfect example of somebody who used the bully pulpit of the presidency to try to teach both, right? And James Carville, I don't know if you heard his reaction to what happened.
Yeah, it was terrific. We played it on air.
Yeah, and he said something like, people are tired of this tear down the statue of Lincoln and defund the police garbage, right? And that's exactly right. And maybe that's what you're getting at. Forget about calling it critical theory, right, and arguing about this from an academic point of view. Just run on or against the notion of tearing down statues of Abraham Lincoln, of Frederick Douglass, right, of Christopher Columbus.
Have you heard this latest thing from Elizabeth Warren and 16 other Democratic senators? They want to rescind the medals of honor that were awarded to members of the 7th Cavalry after the Battle of Wounded Knee. In other words, these people have been in the grave for a long time. They want to take away the medal of honor that they earned. Some of them died. Some of them were wounded. There were 30 American troopers in the 7th Cavalry who died at Wounded Knee. And now they want to go argue this right now in 2021. It's important to go revisit this battle of 1890. Paul Kenger, so much more to talk about. I urge people to read his outstanding column on Marxism and critical race theory. But what about the California attempt to change the teaching of mathematics? So I guess that 2 plus 2 equals 7. We will deal with that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And on the Michael Medved show a few minutes more with Professor Paul Kangor of Grove City College, where he runs the Indispensable Institute for Faith and Freedom. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You should click on the banner for more information about both the Institute and Grove City, which has a growing reputation for what it does so well. I find it unbelievably inspiring, energizing to go there every year, interact with the students who are bright, open-minded in a way that most college students are not, and basically the kind of people we need for the next generation in America. Paul, we're talking about critical race theory, and I wanted to make sure you were up to date on the latest, which is changing the teaching of mathematics in the state of California. There are new guidelines that are not yet approved, that call for changes in the teaching of mathematics. And this is the way that the New York Times summarizes it. It says that the California guidelines, which are not binding, could overhaul the way many school districts approach math instruction. The draft rejected the idea of naturally gifted students. There are no naturally gifted people in mathematics, just like I'm sure there are no naturally gifted athletes. They could recommend against shifting certain students into accelerated courses in middle school and try to promote high-level math courses that could serve as alternatives to calculus, like data science. The draft also suggested that math should not be colorblind and that teachers could use lessons to explore social justice. Yeah, look forward to that. For example, by looking out for gender stereotypes in word problems or applying math concepts to topics like inequality and immigration. Can you, is this going to be something you're going to be following at Grove City College?
It's absolutely absurd. And I mean, could you imagine being in a building engineered by mathematicians coming from that, right? I mean, 2 + 2 = 4. I went somewhat, and this whole idea of natural.
And by the way, that's what you just said there, 2 + 2 = 4, that's colorblind, which would be
right.
Banned.
It's racist, I'm sure. And you know, this point on naturally gifted, and maybe to tie this back to what we were talking about history, I was about a year ago, I was talking to a couple kids from my native Pittsburgh who were in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, and we were talking about the names of America's greatest composers. And they came up with names like Copland, Gershwin, Bernstein, Sousa, right? And I mentioned, and I said, Stephen Foster. And they said, who? And I said, Stephen Foster.
He's a Pittsburgher.
Exactly. And they didn't even know who he was. And I told them, I said, well, have you been on Pitt campus, Carnegie Mellon campus lately? There's a statue of Stephen Foster out there, and it's been there for like 100 years. It's by this famous Italian sculptor. They didn't know what we were talking about. I told a friend about this, and a friend said, well, they took the statue down. They took it down,
right,
like 3 years ago. So I ended up looking into it. They removed it in April 2018. They took down the statue of Stephen Foster because Foster is there next to the so-called Uncle Ned character, who's a black man, and he has a banjo, and they took it down. And what I don't like about all of this, this erasing of our past, it's making us less informed, more ignorant, and also it forces you not to deal with these questions. I don't see why you can't walk past that statue of Foster and say, okay, this shows that Foster was the greatest composer of his generation. He sold all, this guy really first did copyrights and all of this other stuff. He was from this era. And look, yeah, oftentimes this is how black people were represented in this era, right? That was a bad thing. That was an unfortunate thing. Why can't we deal with this stuff off. Honestly, for people who are claiming all the time that they want to get history right, and all they ever want to talk about is the repression of black people in the past, well then leave up statues like this to show to people that this is what it was like. As a historian, the idea of erasing history by tearing down statues, the one thing Donald Trump said I'll never forget that is so spot on, when it might have been that Charlottesville press conference, he said, are you going to tear down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson? Because they own slaves, right? You're going to tear down you're going to rename the Washington Monument? You're going to rename Washington, D.C.? Where does this end?
They have in Portland. In Portland, they tore down statues of Washington. They tore down statues of Lincoln in Portland, Oregon. And in Rochester, New York, they tore down a statue of Frederick Douglass.
Amazing. It's in Portland or Seattle where there's a statue of Lenin, Vladimir Lenin.
Correct, on private property. Right, it's in the Fremont neighborhood. And the irony here is the guy who put the statue up put it up as a goof because he was able to buy it for almost nothing from Slovakia because they were tearing down all their Lenin statues. So where do you take your Lenin statues?
But isn't it funny that there are no protests there, right? If it was private property and it was a statue of Stephen Foster, right, or of any of these other figures, Christopher Columbus, that wouldn't stop the cultural revolutionaries on the left from spray painting it, or you know, like the Junipero Serra statues at all the California missions, right?
Right.
From tearing those down.
Junipero Serra. I mean, I don't know if there's any way to undo sainthood. That brings us back to this Elizabeth Warren thing about rescinding the medals of honor that were won by people in the 7th Cavalry because of the Battle of Wounded Knee. And no, it was not just a massacre, it was a battle. American soldiers died in the course of a pretty bloody encounter. In any event, which you know all about. But
this would have been Elizabeth's ancestors, right, as an Indian American.
Right, though she doesn't claim to be a Lakota Sioux. Here's the thing I honestly believe, Paul, is that Elizabeth Warren and Senator Merkley of Oregon and the other 17 Democratic, other 17, they're a total of 18 Democratic senators who have signed on to this effort. They took this up this week. In other words, this week they have lost control of the fight for the American present and future. So the one thing that they feel that they can win and try to control is rewriting America's past. And getting rid of Medal of Honor winners who were certified in combat, some of them for rescuing their comrades under fire. I mean, it's so bizarre. And the idea that, fine, we're going to tear down statues, that's one thing. But to change the actual record of what people learn about the past, and let me speak up for Stephen Foster for a moment. He, as you probably know, first of all, he died. He was 34 years old. And before that, however, the Civil War had begun, and he wrote pro-union, even though he was a Democrat, he wrote pro-union, pro-Lincoln songs at the end of his life, which also ought to be remembered. Paul Kanger, always a pleasure. His piece on critical race theory posted at our website.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very pleased about the monthly jobs report.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans.
The economy adding 531,000 jobs in October. Unemployment dropping to 4.6% last month. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get President Biden's Build Back Better agenda across the finish line on Friday with a vote in the House. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is no fan of the social spending bill that they're trying to push over the finish line.
The vote today is rushed and irresponsible.
McCarthy saying the bill will harm the American people and ripping Democrats for trying to pass the social spending bill.
And all today, they want to rush through a bill that will cost $4 trillion and bring more harm and damage.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved show, the issue of political correctness, the issue of what is called critical race theory, it really all comes down, I think, at its very, very core to the issue and the attempt to want to make people feel guilty about America, to try to make people uncomfortable, and basically not to have the normal pride and most of all gratitude, because gratitude is more important than pride, to have the right response to this truly miraculous country. This is basically why I wrote my last two books, the American Miracle and the God's Hand on America, which covers their sequence. The American Miracle is about the rise of the Republic from extraordinarily, nothing beginnings And then continuing the story about divine providence in the modern era. Because, again, there's a sense that, well, America's had it so good, we've been so lucky, we've become so powerful, we are admired all over the world, but don't think that you deserve any of that. And, by the way, it's not the idea that we deserve it. It's the idea that we enjoy it and should be grateful for it. The idea of a Lincoln called Americans the almost chosen people. And the idea is chosen for what? For responsibilities. And for a role in the world that is positive, helping other nations and helping all of humanity. It's not a reward for good behavior. In any event, it's a demand for good behavior. Michael Eric Dyson, leading theorist, professor, prolific author, and a good guy, and I've enjoyed having him on the show. He was on The View, and this is clip number 9, and he amazingly let the cat out of the bag about the whole idea of a critical race theory, or basically America bashing, that is such a feature of what so many kids are learning or supposed to be learning now. Listen to this exchange.
As Jesse Jackson used to say, you can't go to freedom school on Pharaoh's scholarship.
What
I mean by that is you can't just ask white brothers and sisters who have been participants in a particular problem of oppression how to relieve it. Ask the people who have been victims of that, and then together. Martin Luther King Jr. said the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will together figure out what to do. But we got to face some uncomfortable truths, and the white comfort cannot be the predicate for making sure that race is not is a strategy that shouldn't be used. Discomfort is a critical tool to make people learn.
Yeah.
When I go to class, I'm talking about my white students, my black students, my Latino students, my Asian students, across the board. I am trying to make you uncomfortable enough with the ignorance that you've inherited so that you can begin to engage in some serious thinking about the way the world works.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy, please save that clip because it's so extraordinary. Do you think that making people uncomfortable is the best way to get them to correct problems? To actually, because how do you have confidence if you have the vision that America is one long uninterrupted chain of injustices and exploitations and cruelties and evil? Then what basis do you have for building on that? Dr. King, who he quoted, didn't follow that prospect. He recognized that the American inheritance, he said, we are going to be cashing an uncashed blank check, which is given to us in our founding documents and by everything that our founders actually stood for. And some of them very imperfectly, by the way, in their personal lives. It's true. But this idea that you get people to do better in life by making them uncomfortable, by thinking poorly of themselves. What happened to self-esteem? There's a new pop performer who is using the title self-esteem, which I'm interesting. I have not listened to her music yet, but I will. Because self-esteem, we need some national self-esteem, don't you think? And this idea that that the purpose of education is to make people uncomfortable. Michael Eric Dyson also had some comments about Winsome Sears. Winsome Sears, the newly elected lieutenant governor of Virginia, first black female lieutenant governor in the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's a very long history. Their previous lieutenant governor was a black male who had a series of scandals that it prevented him from seeking the post again. And here is what Michael Eric Dyson said about Winsome Sears, the black Republican, a Jamaican immigrant, and more, who has shaken up the world of politics in the Virginia Commonwealth. Here's Professor Dyson. Clip 7.
problem is here, they want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices. We know that we can internalize in our own minds, in our own subconscious, and in our own bodies, the very principles that are undoing us. So to have a black face speaking in behalf of a white supremacist legacy is nothing new.
Okay, in what sense is Winsome Sears, as she should be well, in what sense is she speaking in behalf of a white supremacist legacy? And to say that before she's even taken office, shouldn't that offend? I mean, and saying that she is a black mouth moving, and it's a ventriloquist. I mean, she's basically, what do they call a ventriloquist figure that is being held and manipulated? A dummy. That's what they called about. They used to have Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Charlie McCarthy was his ventriloquist dummy. So basically, he's saying Winsome Sears, who is very capable, very accomplished, very well-educated, very successful in politics and in the Marine Corps of the United States, she is a black mouth moving, a ventriloquist dummy. Is that really what he's talking about? It's appalling. And why are they so threatened with this? Because part of the reaction by a lot of Democrats and a lot of activists and people on the left was they looked at the numbers here, and it is true that there was a remarkable Republican turnout. This is one of the reasons that Rich Lowry wrote a piece in Politico magazine about why it was a terrible night for Democrats on Tuesday night, but it also wasn't a good night for Donald Trump. Why? Because what it showed is you can have a great turnout of Republicans and put together this coalition of people in the country, people who are blue-collar, white blue-collar, black blue-collar, and a much broader coalition than the old traditional country club Republican coalition. And you can do that without Trump. And not that Trump didn't support the ticket, he did, but his name wasn't on the ballot. And part of what he has been saying is that he is alone has that magic that can appeal to people at every level. I think, frankly, the issue of American patriotism, the issue of appreciating our country rather than incessantly running it down, the issue of going against the idea of prevailing guilt and of woke math and of all of the other craziness that is afflicting our country right now, that should be able to unite Republicans and unite Americans, really, to move on to more substantive progress on some of our real problems. We'll talk about that, Kevin McCarthy's reaction to Tuesday's results, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, it does look more and more likely that Kevin McCarthy is going to have the challenge of taking over the House of Representatives as Speaker. And I use the term taking over because there's nothing else like it in government. The Speaker of the House is the most powerful position in our government other than President of the United States. Of course, more powerful than the vice president, more powerful than the president pro tem of the Senate or the Senate majority leader. Because the Speaker of the House sets the entire agenda. He or she selects the committee chairman and the committee assignments. And basically, Kevin McCarthy has to be looking at the results of Tuesday and recognize that he has some pretty big challenges coming up. We have another Speaker of the House, somebody who's already been Speaker of the House. Newt Gingrich is joining us a little bit later in the show. But in terms of Kevin McCarthy, this is one of those things that I kind of know that Paul Ryan, having preceded him, Speaker is a tough, tough job. Because particularly if the parties are like both parties have been, with strong divisions in those two parties, to bring the people together, and especially when you have a narrow House majority, one of the things about Kevin McCarthy taking over as Speaker is it is strongly anticipated now, and you shouldn't say this because it's a year away, but it's only a year away, that almost certainly the Republicans will have a somewhat more comfortable margin in the House than the five votes that, okay, I guess it's now six or seven votes because they there were Democrats who were elected in special elections in very Democratic districts that happened this week. But here is now Minority Leader McCarthy's response to the election and what it showed earlier this week. Clip one.
Tuesday's results show an important truth. Voters from Virginia to Texas to Seattle to Minneapolis to New Jersey sent a mandate to their elected officials. Stop catering to the progressive left and work on solutions that will improve the lives of your constituents. Even the New York Times editorial board agrees. Elements of the reconciliation plan are part of a sharp leftward push in the party. The New York Times agrees. You got thousands to millions of voters who just gave you a very clear message. And where are the Democrats today? Breaking their own rules, setting new records of just keeping votes open, and trying to intimidate and bully members to vote for something. Why? So Speaker Pelosi can get on her jet and go to Europe for the third time in 3 months? They really should be working on fixing our supply chain crisis, but the Democratic policies will create even more disruptions by shipping more of our businesses overseas. It appears congressional Democrats want to do everything possible to continue to make things worse.
They may not be doing that deliberately, but I think he's right. That's effectively what is going on. The image of chaos and of division and polarization, even within the party, is damaging to the country and certainly damaging to the Democratic Party's future. Now, I don't believe in government taking over corporations more, but wouldn't it be good if some big corporations had more common sense take them over? You need to listen to this because it's actually hilarious and very sad. Microsoft Corporation had a Microsoft Ignite online event. And this is for stockholders and people who work with the company. And when you listen to the beginning of it, it's kind of scary that this is the beginning of one of the most powerful and influential corporations and private enterprises in the world. It began their meeting for Microsoft Ignite with land acknowledgments and pronoun statements. You may be wondering what I'm talking about. Listen, it's clip two.
Hello and welcome to Microsoft Ignite. We've got a big day ahead and lots in store for you. First, we want to acknowledge that the land where the Microsoft campus is situated was traditionally occupied by the Sammamish, the Duwamish, the Snoqualmie, the Suquamish, the Muckleshoot, the Snohomish, the Tulalip, and other Coast Salish peoples since time immemorial. A people that are still here, continuing to honor and bring to light their ancient heritage. My name is Allison Wines. I'm a senior program manager in our developer tools division. I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair wearing a red sleeveless top.
And I'm Seth Juarez, program manager of the AI Platform Group. I'm a tall Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants. Today we kick off 2 days of learning more about the latest solutions, exploring how these key innovations can empower you to do great things, and connecting with peers from around the world.
And by the way, I was trying to figure out with rock star Greg Tomlin, who found this thing, why they are describing what they're wearing and their hair color. And and why they have to specify their racial background. Well, apparently, the whole idea is because they might have some participants who are visually impaired. I mean, or maybe they're not transmitting imagery particularly well. But the idea that it's essential for someone to say, I'm an Asian female, I'm a Hispanic male, is this really the direction we want to go in our country? And that, again, it's not... at no point do they say, I'm an American citizen, or my parents were naturalized, or my grandparents were naturalized. Nothing about that. And really, nothing about their educational background. And by the way, when they begin listing all these tribes who occupied the land of the Microsoft campus, and that's what they call it. Now, the Microsoft campus is big, but it can't hold all of the people of the Duwamish and the Sammamish and the Snoqualmish and the Snoqualmie and the Tulalip. And basically, they all have, by the way, reservations not too far away. And by the way, it is a shame that the remarkable structures and the beautiful artistic work that those tribes had put up in those big and very well-developed cities. And again, I'm being sarcastic, of course. But wasn't the whole idea of, I mean, maybe one of the things we should be rethinking is this whole idea of reservations and the idea that Indian tribes are specifically supposed to be separate nations. And and instead of acknowledging land acknowledgments, how long is this supposed to go on? Or is that supposed to go on from time immemorial? And how about some of those tribes that were driven off their land? And yes, this happened in the Pacific Northwest, specifically here too, who were driven off their land by other Indian tribes. And do you have to actually acknowledge the chain of succession? And one of the things that is about this, if you heard this and you didn't have my introduction, wouldn't you think it was a comedy skit? I mean, it's just started again, Jeremy. Started again with her chirpy.
Hello and welcome to Microsoft Ignite. We've got a big day ahead and lots in store for you.
Yes, kindergartners.
We want to acknowledge that the land where the Microsoft campus is situated was traditionally occupied by the Sammamish, the Duwamish, the Snoqualmie, the Suquamish, the Muckleshoot, the Snohomish, the Tulalip, and other Coast Salish peoples since time immemorial. A people that are still here, continuing to honor and bring to light their ancient heritage.
Okay, we will continue to honor and celebrate our ancient heritage. Well, at least some 200 years plus another couple of hundred years of colonial effort. We'll do that with a historian. He's a historian who's also made some history. His name is Newt Gingrich. Is there a positive message that Republicans could send and unify around to win in 2022 on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.